Good morning, everyone. Normally at this time, we're joined by former Governor David Patterson. Well, now it's not just former Governor David Patterson. It's the guitar playing. I heard her through the grapevine singing former Governor David Patterson.
I'm surprised, I must say, when I found out yesterday, because I heard it through the grapevine.
I can't decide if I want to hear more of the music, David, or hear you blather about something. How you doing, guy?
I'm doing okay, Len. How are you, Noam?
Doing well, thanks.
So what's that all about?
So my parents sent me to guitar lessons in high school. Like, you know, everybody else, they thought their kids should play a musical instrument, and I didn't want to practice, and I'd get yelled at it by the guitar teacher, then I'd get yelled at by my parents. So I basically put the guitar down. But, you know, during the pandemic, there's been a lot of time that's unaccounted for. So I decided in June to go and learn to play the guitar. And I was telling my wife that I wanted to do that. And we're not a half hour later, we're walking down the street and there's a sign. Want to play the guitar? Call Dan. So I called Dan. His name is Dan Smith. He put signs up all over the city and has for the last 30 years. And so he asked me in August if I would introduce him. That's all he wanted me to do at his event where he plays for his students every year. And then he said, look, between you and me and no one else, when I introduce you, why don't we play a couple of songs together? And I was like, no way. I mean, basically, I'm a beginner. And but he talked me into it, so I shocked my wife and all the other people in the audience when I introduced him. We actually played a couple of songs, and it was nerve-wracking. I mean, it was more nerve-wracking than the first day I was governor.
That's pretty funny. Good stuff. Hey, David, we're getting closer and closer to this election. The president's fighting with the CDC director. You know, Biden's calling Trump names. I mean, is this going to just devolve into name-calling from here until Election Day?
Well, I think a lot of polling that has come out over the past few weeks and also memories of what happened in 2016, Democrats better realize that President Trump is not going to get beaten because people don't like him or because he says these kind of way out things that he says sometimes. They're going to beat him if it appears that Biden is the right person right now to be leading the country as opposed to the president. And so when these things happen and Biden is so righteously indignant and that kind of thing, that's not going to win the election. What's going to win the election is if he just gets up and says what he would do if he was president, not even really pay that much attention to the president. And in a sense, let the president beat himself, which he's basically been doing all year. But otherwise, because of his dynamic personality, if it gets into a fight about who you like better, the president has a good chance to win, as he did in 2016.
You know, the president and Biden are not the only ones in a war of words right here. In New York, we get our own little circus between Rudy and Bill de Blasio. Rudy calling Bill de Blasio an idiot yesterday. Do you agree with that?
Well, I kind of thought that when you've held a position, you're now out of office, that you don't kind of pile on, which is what Rudy said himself when he was mayor, and he got some criticism for some things that he said and some ways he was going. One problem that Mayor de Blasio has, though, that I've seen very few elected officials have, is that he's getting attacked from both sides. He's getting attacked from conservatives, sort of obviously, because he's such a progressive. But he's getting attacked from his side of the party as well, because there have been these implementation issues. I mean, it appears that they're not able to execute. And so some of the situations with the healthcare agencies and first he's closing the schools and he's opening them. And now the teachers say the schools aren't safe. There just seems to be a functionality problem that he's struggling with as opposed to his personality.
We're on with Governor David Patterson, former governor of New York. Now I'm going to see how good a diplomat you really are. I want to hear how you answer this question. Has anyone ever come up to you and said, oh, that Bill de Blasio, he's just doing a great job? Go, David.
Not really. You know, years ago when I was Bill de Blasio was on Joe Bartlett's Saturday morning show, and he said that I had been totally unhelpful in keeping St. Vincent's Hospital open while I had put $5 million in every month because they were so over budget to save them. And the city had done absolutely nothing. So I got so enraged that he did this that I called up and said, when you get this guy off, put me on and you can have to talk to an adult for a change. And the funny thing about it was that whoever the screener, it wasn't the screener, you know, it was the inside number that you call when you're a guest every week. And Joe had to get on the phone himself to believe that it was actually me because I was so upset. They thought it was a prank being committed by, you know, a listener.
So clearly you're not a complete fan of his from before and now. But what would you say if you had to rate him in terms of his response to the pandemic so far? What kind of grade would you give the mayor?
Well, I thought that actually, and even President Trump complimented him in the very beginning, that he was out there. So was Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy of New Jersey. They had a lot of plans, and they spent a lot of time talking to the public and that kind of thing. I think that he stood up for the police when there were some attacks on the police during the Floyd demonstrations. But then when he got attacked from his own side, he seemed to waver on that. And, you know, sometimes when you're in office, and particularly in his case, because he's not running for re-election in 2021, you just have to do what you think is right. And that equivocating this summer, I think, really hurt him.
All right, Governor David Patterson, there's a guitar over there in the corner of your house that's saying, play me. Thanks, David. Get back to work.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.